Wrapping up a wildly successful season tonight at Utah State.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right. Start your mornings right, live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
The LGBTQ Center of Las Vegas provides a range of health and wellness services in a safe and non-judgmental environment. You can get fast and comprehensive HIV testing, as well as screening for STIs, for little to no cost. Appointments are recommended, but walk-ins are welcome. Located in the heart of Las Vegas near downtown, the center also provides an on-site pharmacy. Get more information at thecenterlv.org. This message is sponsored by a grant through the Sands Corporation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
It has been fairly easy going as far as freeway travels go this morning. We are getting the all clear of accidents actually on the highways. Different story off the freeways, though. A couple of accidents on Decatur. One at Tropicana and Decatur, another north of that at Sahara and Decatur. Still working an injury accident at the south end of the valley near the M Resort on Las Vegas Boulevard, southbound at St. Rose Parkway. Clear sunny skies today, a little bit warmer than yesterday. We'll top out in the upper 60s by the afternoon. It's 54 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Just ahead of Bill O'Reilly, news and comment, and then, of course, Clay and Buck. I know they're going to be taking up two major stories today. One is the Supreme Court decision from yesterday, unanimous, 9-0, to keep Donald J. Trump on the ballot in Colorado and in Maine and in Illinois and everywhere else in America, keeping him on the ballot. The other story that we're going to be covering tomorrow, I know a lot, and Clay and Buck will have the latest on it, obviously, and that is Super Tuesday. 15 states and American Samoa going to the polls and awarding delegates, both Republican and Democrat. It's going to be kind of a free for all, but it's going to be fun to watch. And we'll have the very latest here. I had a chance to visit with Hans von Spakovsky. He is from the Heritage Foundation, deals with the law. And I asked him, what did you make of what happened in yesterday's unanimous Supreme Court decision?
It is. And not only that, but it was a per curiam decision, which means that, you know, normally in a Supreme Court case, it will list the justice who wrote the opinion that everyone joined. Per curiam means they don't say who wrote it. And I think that's another sign of how they wanted to present a united front on this issue. Yeah, several of the other justices wrote concurrences agreeing with the judgment. But the fact that they did that, I think, again, shows they wanted to be sure that no one could claim this was a partisan political decision.
I'm curious, the term chaos has been used a lot in the oral arguments and in the aftermath of the justice's decision. Can you talk a little bit about what might have happened had they voted the other way?
Well, that was clearly a chief concern, because that's in the per curiam decision. It's also mentioned in the concurrences. You know, the courts pointed out that if state officials had the authority to disqualify individuals running for federal office, well, there are different legal standards in every state, and some states have no legal standards at all. And one of the examples they gave was, you know, the Colorado court accepted the January 6th committee report as evidence of insurrection, whereas other courts might say that's inadmissible hearsay. And so you would end up with a patchwork, potentially, and that's the word they used, of some states saying Trump can be on the ballot and other states saying Trump can't be on the ballot. And even worse, and this is where they really used the word chaos, if they gave this power to state officials, remember, this case was about Trump not being on the ballot. But if state officials could do this, they could wait until after the election, right before the president is inaugurated, and suddenly say, oh, well, yeah, he won our state, but he's disqualified from being president, and therefore we're withdrawing our votes from this candidate. And what the court said about that was, nothing in the Constitution requires that we endure such chaos.
Let me ask you, a lot of people are trying to paint this as more than just about Colorado. It is about Maine. It is about Illinois, et cetera. How broadly or how narrowly should we look at this decision by the Supreme Court?
It's an extremely broad decision. Yeah, Colorado was the party in the case, but what they said was that no state official, no state court has the ability to disqualify a federal candidate, by the way, whether they're running for president or Congress. So that applies everywhere in every state. So this knocks out what happened in Maine. It knocks out what happened in Illinois just a week ago, when you had a county judge who, by the way, was elevated from traffic court, say that Trump shouldn't be on the ballot. This is the end of the road for these challengers all over the country.
Talk a little bit about what you expect today. Today is Super Tuesday, 15 states and American Samoa. Can you talk a little bit about what we should expect? Is it going to be another landslide for Donald J. Trump?
Well, I think it's going to be a landslide for both Trump and Joe Biden. You know, it's Super Tuesday, but I don't think there's much competition on either side of the political aisle. So this may be one of the of recent presidential elections. We may have the least news coming out of this Super Tuesday than we've just about ever had.
I'm just curious. Nikki Haley is still in as of today. Is there any path to victory for her at all?
Well, when you look at the rules governing, frankly, both conventions, whether it's the RNC or the DNC, I mean, I just don't see any path for any of the other candidates, including Nikki Haley, against Donald Trump. I also don't see any path on the Democratic side, certainly for Robert Kennedy Jr. Under the rules that apply in both conventions, I think we're pretty much set with who the nominee is going to be of both political parties.
There you have it. I think this is going to be fascinating to see how this all plays out, how broadly, how narrowly this decision actually is. Hans von Spakovsky, joining us earlier from the Heritage Foundation, a smart guy when it comes to the law. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to have the results of Super Tuesday. What is it really going to mean going forward? We're going to talk about the race for president on the Republican side. Is the race over officially? Maybe, maybe not. We'll find out. Also, we're going to talk about the Dems and Joe Biden. Are they going to toss him overboard or not? We may have a better clue coming up after tomorrow. So stay with us. Have a great day. Enjoy Super Tuesday. Until we join you tomorrow at 6:05, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where Bill O'Reilly News and Comment and Clay and Buck are next.
This segment of the Long Life Era is powered by Paul Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active. Be healthy. They'd rather wait. Marla Letizia is the founder of Long Life Era Community Facebook Group, and we know her as Nanny Bubby on Instagram and Facebook. You can embrace the mindset at longlifemindset.com. Okay, big event this past weekend. The Long Life Era community was a solid presence during the Review Journal's Aging Wellness Expo 55 Plus. It all happened at South Point Hotel and Casino. And what were some of the highlights that went on during the day?
Well, I'll tell you, one of the top highlights for me is how many people came up to me at the expo and said that they were there because they heard me on the radio on KMZQ.
That's what we like to hear.
Yeah, and I loved that. I love that I put a face to the voice that they listened to, and they put a face for me to the audience, which was absolutely incredible. Also, Dr. Jean Bokelman, our Dr. Jean in the Facebook group, did an isometrics demonstration. We had five people that are part of the community come out with their mats and their weights, and they did isometrics demonstrations. We had a male-female contest to see who could hold a plank the longest. We had everybody just laughing. What was really great about the isometrics presentation is we moved all the chairs into a big horseshoe. We did wall sits. We did all kinds of different things. And so people weren't just sitting in the room listening to a speaker. They were getting up. They were moving. They were enjoying. The laughter was great. And then when Dr. Jean was done, David Sugar, our guitarist from the Green Valley Sprockets Lounge at Whole Foods, played, and everybody was doing a schmooze at the end of the day.
That sounds like a rousing success.
Rousing.
Yes. Embrace the mindset at longlifemindset.com. And on social media, you're invited to join the Long Life Era community Facebook.
Hi, this is Josh Levitt, and I'm running for Nevada State Senate District 18 because I believe in a brighter future for each and every one of us. Together, we will move forward innovative solutions to diversify the economy, improve our schools, cut wasteful spending, and improve our healthcare infrastructure. I'm not just a candidate. I'm a lifelong Nevadan with a track record of getting things done. From being a champion for small businesses to advocating for better access to healthcare, I'm exactly the representative you need in Carson City. I bring years of experience in business as a chief information officer, an entrepreneur, and community builder with a history of working with legislators on education and workforce development policies. Join me in this journey to build a better Nevada. Your vote on June 11th will ensure there is choice in education, our families have access to quality health care, and our community thrives. Together, let's shape a future we can all be proud of. Visit joshfornevada.com to learn more about my vision and how you can get involved. I'm Josh Levitt, and I approve this message. Paid for by Josh Levitt for Nevada.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 702-434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com and tell them Kevin Wall sent you. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Super Tuesday, March 5th, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. Unanimous 9-0. Airman pleading guilty. Mom speaks out and recriminalizing drugs. That's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, hilarious. Renowned scholars at the University of Pennsylvania Law Review wrote a 143-page journal analysis on why the 14th Amendment prevents Trump from even running for president. And that was echoed in The Atlantic by award-winning Harvard Law professor Larry Tribe, where he detailed the entire plan for keeping Trump off the ballot. Then David French in The New York Times, the case for disqualifying Trump is strong. Well, Colorado took the bait, kicked him off the ballot, and went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court issued their final ruling 9-0. 9-0, shutting down this preposterous attempt of keeping Trump off the ballot because he led an insurrection. Not even Judge Jackson threw the left a bone here. Massachusetts Air National Guardsman Jack Teixeira pled guilty to all 6 counts, charging him with willful retention and transmission of national defense information. He accessed and printed hundreds of classified documents and posted them on Discord. He was arrested last April. He will serve 16 years, no fewer than 11. Prosecutors said that the posted material included troop movements in Ukraine, a plot by a foreign adversary to attack U.S. forces abroad, and Western deliveries of supplies to the Ukrainian battlefield. 15 other airmen were disciplined and removed from their command for not taking proper action when they were aware of what he was doing. Lakin Riley's mom has spoken out. Lakin was the 22-year-old nursing student at the University of Georgia who was murdered by an illegal alien who had been arrested twice while in America. Mom wrote on Facebook, "As I sat down to write this message, I really just have no words. My family has faced the most devastating, unimaginable loss that anyone could ever be forced to endure. I would like to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for being with me and my family during this heartbreaking time. I give him all the glory for getting us through this." November 2020, the people of Oregon became the first state in the country to legalize drugs. Ballot measure 110, 58% of people voted yes. All drugs were now legal. Well, as Ferris Bueller said, life comes at you fast. The Oregon House passed a bill to re-criminalize drugs. It's headed to the governor, who said she'll probably sign it. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. Bill O'Reilly has your Super Tuesday message of the day next.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or have no warranty at all, listen up. Car Shield has a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that's now available to the public. Save on out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. So please call Car Shield now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. 800-925-7584. For a free quote, this protection plan is at an all-time low in price. Drivers who activate the vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. So please call for your free quote, 800-925-7584, 800-925-7584. Hey, what do you have to lose? 800-925-7584.
Why do so many Las Vegas voters support Ron Quince for Congress? Because they trust Ron Quince. Trust is everything.
As a businessman, I've earned the trust of my employees, my clients, my investor, and my partners. Trust is essential in business.
This is just what we need. Principled conservatives we can trust in Congress.
I am running to represent the people of Congressional District Ward, the hardworking families and businesses, big and small, to make sure your voice are heard and your government is a partner working with you.
Ron Quince is not afraid to speak the honest truth, even if it's unpopular.
Making good decisions has allowed me to grow a successful business. Trust has been the cornerstone of that success. Good decisions resulted in benefits for those who count.
This is why so many Vegas voters trust Ron Quince to make the right decision for our country.
Your vote in the primary election June 11 is a vote for trusted judgment and conviction to your voice, your needs. Ron Q for Congress. Trust, integrity, and experience. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
For the O'Reilly Update, message of the day. On this Tuesday, big political week, Super Tuesday, which really isn't very super this year, and Dubious Thursday. That's the day President Biden delivers a State of the Union address. Risky for old Joe. That's why I say it's dubious. If he gets lost on the teleprompter, his reelection campaign could end right there. If he garbles, he'll lose votes. If he falters at all, the Democratic Party will be badly damaged. Remember, there are a slew of congressional races in November in addition to the presidential. Now, the Vegas betting wise guys have Donald Trump a heavy favorite to beat Joe Biden. 2 touchdowns. It's illegal to bet on a presidential contest in the USA, but it's also illegal to shoplift, if you get my meaning. Ladbroke of London will take your action. Of course, many things will happen over the next 8 months, but what will definitely not occur is a resurgence by the president. He is locked and loaded into his 9th decade on the planet. Not going quietly into the night, but the curtain is definitely falling on President Biden. I continue to maintain, and I could be embarrassingly wrong, that Mr. Biden will not be on the ballot in November. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Let's go to the mail. We have David. President Trump is by far his own worst enemy, says David. As Bill has said, he should be imitating Joe Friday. How many of you know Joe Friday is? The program Dragnet. Just the facts, man. All right? That's the reference. Just stick to the facts. Okay. Laura, I'm tired of age discrimination being invoked on the current president. It's not about his age. It's about his cognitive ability to run the nation and serve another 4 term. All right, but the odds of you getting a cognitive problem go up with your age. So I'm not sure that's age discrimination. Frank Seda, Savannah, Tennessee. Bill, your Sunday message struck a chord with me. As a conflicted voter, you're reminded to vote for the candidate or party that most clearly aligns with your values is sound advice. That's my column, not the message. It's a difference. The message of the day is a short essay every day posted in the morning. The weekly column is longer. And I basically said, look, it's really at this point in history not about Donald Trump or Joe Biden. It's about you voting for what kind of country you want. And these guys are short timers. Wendy Taick, Mesa, Arizona. Even though the Senate would not vote to impeach Joe Biden, why doesn't the House impeach him on his failure to protect Americans on the border? Because it would work against the Republican Party to do that at this point. They'd be put in the same category as Nancy Pelosi impeachment for the Democrats. Everybody knows, Wendy. Now we have to make our decision in November. We don't need another impeachment. In a moment, something you might not know. Our freedom should never be taken for granted. They must be cherished, protected, and defended. When corporations pander to the liberal agenda, they must be punished. When corporations stand up for conservative values, they should be supported. This brings me to Freedom 2.0, the bottled water company that proudly represents us. They have hilarious sayings on each bottle like, "This water ain't woke," and "Bottled with liberal tears." Use the code BILL for a 15% discount and subscribe to Freedom 2.0. We must never discount freedom, but we can discount water as long as you use the code BILL. Please visit freedom20.com to order now. That's freedom, the number 2, the letter O.com. Freedom20.com, use code BILL for 15% off.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
Now the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. This week marks the grim anniversaries of the demise of two iconic Americans, the comedians who were at the height of their careers. Here is the story of John Belushi and John Candy. Belushi rose to fame on Saturday Night Live and the irreverent film Animal House. His wild antics and high energy were accompanied by cocaine, heroin, and alcohol. On March 5th, 1982, John Belushi was discovered dead inside a Hollywood hotel room. Police tried to cover it up, first labeling the cause of death a heart attack. His friends claimed he choked on room service, but it was the drugs. Coroners discovered Belushi overdosed after a woman injected him with a fatal combination of heroin and cocaine. He was 33 years old. Fellow comedian John Candy suffered from a different addiction, food and tobacco. The film star became a household name in the 1980s, appearing in blockbusters Home Alone, Uncle Buck, and Stripes. He was also a regular guest on Saturday Night Live. Behind Candy's reputation as a funny man was his predilection for cigarettes and binge eating. Towards the end of his life, John Candy weighed more than 325 pounds and smoked two packs of cigarettes a day. Despite pleas from his manager and family, he was unable to control his habits. On March 4th, 1994, the comedian suffered a massive heart attack while filming in Mexico. John Candy dead at the age of 43. And here's something else you might not know. Belushi and Candy are not the only SNL alumni who perished early. Some believe in the so-called Saturday Night Curse. Since its debut in 1975, more than 15 cast members have suffered a premature death from drugs, cancer, even murder. The list includes Belushi, Candy, Phil Hartman, Gilda Radner, Chris Farley, and Andy Kaufman. Back after this. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices, higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall, but there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. For more news and honest analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com. No spin, just facts, and always looking at...
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.